بسم الله الحمد لله والصلاة والسلام على رسول الله وعلى آله وصحبه ومن والاه أما بعد. We're discussing the fourth major sin in Islam, which is leaving the salah. We mentioned some verses and some narrations pertaining to this sin. And we also mentioned how important salah is, that the Sahaba radiallahu anhum, despite being on their deathbed at times, they wouldn't leave performing salah with congregation. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says in the Quran, as Imam al-Dhahabi continues on in his book, he says, وَقَالَ اللَّهُ تَعَالَى مُخْبِرًا عَنْ أَصْحَابِ الْجَحِيمِ. Allah speaks about and talks about and gives us news about what will happen to the people of Jahannam, the people of the hellfire. So basically the individuals, the good individuals, will ask the people in Jahannam, مَا سَلَكَكُمْ فِي سَقَرْ. What has entered you into the fire? So the first thing that they'll answer to that question is, قَالُوا لَمْ نَكُ مِنَ الْمُصَلِّينَ. We did not used to pray. This was the first answer. This will be the first answer of those individuals in the fire of Jahannam. They could have said, I committed shirk, or we disobeyed our parents, or we did not used to give the zakah. But because this action of leaving salah is so severe in the sight of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, that they'll commence with this action by saying, this is our root cause of entering the fire of Jahannam. Why? Because this is the connection between abd, servant, and his Lord. If you are working for somebody, and if you're always ignoring their commands, or you're not fulfilling the duties that they tell you to do, you're not having a bond of any sort with that individual, then sooner or later that connection will break. Same thing when it comes to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. The link between Allah and servant is salah. This is how we worship Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and how we communicate with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and how we reap from the treasures of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So if that link is destroyed, then what's left between abd and his Lord except punishment? So what will they say? لَمْ نَكُ مِنَ الْمُصَلِّينَ. And coupled with that, they mention other sins as well. وَلَمْ نَكُ نُطْعِمُ الْمِسْكِينَ. We would not feed the poor. وَكُنَّا نَخُوضُ مَعَ الْخَائِضِينَ. We would plot with those who plotted against the deen. وَكُنَّا نُكَذِّبُ بِيَوْمِ الدِّينَ حَتَّى أَتَانَ الْيَقِينَ. And we would falsify, or we would believe in the day of judgment to be false until death came upon us. And subhanAllah, this verse thereafter is very heart-wrenching. Allah says, فَمَا تَنْفَعُهُمْ شَفَاعَةُ الشَّافِعِينَ. One might say, at least they might have hope of the intercession of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Allah just puts that final blow. He says, فَمَا تَنْفَعُهُمْ شَفَاعَةُ الشَّافِعِينَ. Those who leave salah, they won't even get the shafa'ah of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. They won't get even the intercession of those who intercede, starting with Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. They won't get that. They're already deprived of that. That doesn't go for those who fornicate, or those who steal, or those who backbite. There's still a chance that they will get the shafa'ah. They will get the intercession of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. As for those who abandon their salah, there's no chance of that. وقال النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم العهد الذي بيننا وبينهم الصلاة فمن تركها فقد كفر. The Prophet صلى الله عليه وسلم has mentioned the act, the distinguishing act between us, or the promise in between us, or the distinguishing act. That would be a better translation. The distinguishing factor in between us and between the disbelievers is salah. Whoever leaves salah, they have disbelieved. And this was, subhanAllah, the opinion of many of the ulama of the past, many of the imams of the past. Imam Ahmad bin Hanbal, this was his opinion. Actually, all four madhahib, this is their opinion. If somebody leaves the salah thinking of it to be light, then thinking of it to be insignificant, then they are no more Muslims. And if you do some research regarding the matter, the scholars have gone to the extent of saying that if the husband performs salah and the wife abandons her salah on purpose, or thinking of it to be insignificant, their nikah is broken as well. They have to start, performing salah and once again join their ties through the aqd al-nikah, the marriage contract. This is how severe the matter has gone. And at the end of the day, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala knows best. وَقَالَ النَّبِيُّ صَلَّى اللَّهُ عَلَيْهُ وَسَلَّمُ. This was actually the opinion of Ibn Abbas radiallahu anhu as well. That companion of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam, who the Prophet made a special dua for, oh Allah, teach him the secrets of the Quran. So we ask Allah for guidance. وقال النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم بين العبد وبين الكفر ترك الصلاة. The only distinguishing factor between a servant and between disbelief is leaving of salah. Meaning, a servant of Allah, genuine servant of Allah, he establishes salah, she establishes her salah, and a disbeliever does not establish their prayer. وفي صحيح البخاري أن رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم قال من فاتته صلاة العصر حبط عمله. Whoever loses Salatul Asr, or whoever skips the Asr prayer, all their actions turn into dust. This is not in a literal sense, maybe it is, but the scholars mention this is in a figurative sense. That's how important Salatul Asr is. That's why Allah says in the Quran as well with regards to Salatul Asr, حافظوا على الصلوات والصلاة الوسطى وقوموا لله قانتين. وَقُومُوا لِلَّهِ قَانِتِينَ. Protect your salawat, protect your prayers, namely the middle prayer. So according to many scholars, the middle prayer is Salatul Asr. This is one prayer that we really need to protect. In the Sunan, which is Sunan Ibn Majah, Wat-Tirmidhi, Al-Nasai, etc., the Prophet ﷺ mentions, مَنْ تَرَكَ الصَّلَاةَ مُتَعَمِّدًا فَقَدْ بَرِئَتْ مِنْهُ ذِمَّةُ اللَّهِ. Whoever leaves salah on purpose, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala's covenant, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala's protection is free from that person. So many a times, people come to me and they ask, do I have a jinn in my home? There's always troubles and trials and arguments. There's no contentment of any sort, anxiety to the max. The first two questions I ask all the time is, do you perform your salah? And in majority of the cases, the answer is no. If the answer is yes, then I ask the second question, do you recite your Qur'an on a daily basis? The answer is no. The jinns have their own work to do. They're not busy in your lives. You need to get your own life straight. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala's mercy will come automatically. Allah's protection will be intact. The Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam also says, مَنْ حَافَظَ عَلَيْهَا كَانَتْ لَهُ نُورًا وَبُرْهَانًا وَنَجَاةً يَوْمَ الْقِيَامَةِ. Not only will salah, not only will connecting with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala by means of salah protect an individual in this world by giving them a life full of contentment. Rather, even in the hereafter, the salah will be a celestial light, a nur, a luminous light for that person when there will be nothing but darkness. وَبُرْهَانًا. It will be, not Imam Burhan. Burhan over here means a proof. It will be a proof for you on the Day of Judgment that, Ya Allah, this person maintained me. This person maintained the connection in between you and I. Oh Allah, since so-and-so did this, protect him from the horrors of this day. Burhanan, Yawm al-Qiyamah, on the Day of Judgment, and Wanajatan. The Prophet's guaranteeing this salah will save you on the Day of Judgment. Performing salah will save you on the Day of Judgment. وَمَنْ لَمْ يُحَافِظْ عَلَيْهَا لَمْ تَكُنْ لَهُ نُورًا وَلَا بُرْهَانًا وَلَا نَجَاةً يَوْمَ الْقِيَامَةِ. الله أكبر. وَكَانَ يَوْمَ الْقِيَامَةِ مَعَ فِرْعَوْنَ وَقَارُونَ وَهَامَانَ وَأُبَيَّ بْنِ خَلْفٍ. And those who don't protect this salah, those who don't protect this covenant with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, they will have no light, no celestial light, no burhan, no means of proof, and no savior on the Day of Judgment. Not only that, you might think because of their love of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam, they might have been with Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam, or the companions, or among their good friends. But the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam says, even in terms of their companionship and who they will be going to hell with, will be Fir'aun. The man who said, أَنَا رَبُّكُمُ الْأَعْلَى, I am your biggest lord, O Banu Israel. I am your biggest lord. Fir'aun, the man who claimed lordship, the man who Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala divinely punished by drowning him and his army. Not only with Fir'aun, but Qarun, the vizier of Fir'aun. Right? The one who advised Fir'aun to plot against Musa even more. Qarun is the cousin of Musa alayhi salatu wasalam, the rich man who drowned with all his wealth in the world. Haman was the wazir of Fir'aun. And basically he was an individual who would plot against Musa alayhi salatu wasalam with Fir'aun. And he is also the one who told Fir'aun to build that tower so he can see the Lord of Musa. Wa Ubay ibn Khalf. Ubay ibn Khalf is that individual who the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam made la'na against because of the severe tortures that this individual would afflict upon the Muslim ummah. And basically the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam made a dua, O Allah, unleash one of your lions upon Ubay ibn Khalf. So Ubay ibn Khalf was very, very hesitant with regards to this dua of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam. And if I am correct, on one of his travels, a dog came and literally attacked Ubay ibn Khalf, claiming his life. So this will be the companion, these will be the companions of those who leave their salah. And I mentioned the narration regarding Umar radiallahu anhu yesterday. أَمَا إِنَّهُ لَا حَظَّ لِأَحَدٍ فِي الْإِسْلَامِ أَضَاءَ الصَّلَاةِ. Umar radiallahu anhu would get up from his deathbed when the adhan would be called, despite, you know, the food that he ate flowing from his stomach due to the wounds that the dagger of Abu Lu'lu' al-Majusi had caused. Despite this, he would get up like a healthy man, get the help of two people and go for salah in jama'ah. This was Umar radiallahu anhu, and he would say the following: there's no part for a person in Islam who leaves salah. And there are many other narrations, since this sin is very grave in the sight of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Imam al-Dhahabi rahimahullah prolonged this chapter very much. So inshallah we will continue on with this chapter next week. We ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to make us not those who pray our salah, rather as Allah describes, the believers who establish salah. We ask Allah to make us those who establish our salah. We ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to ignite the love of salah in our households, among our family members. We ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to make us individuals who protect this covenant of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. We ask Allah to take us all from strength to strength. We ask Allah to grant us unity and peace. We ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to populate our masjid. And we ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to grant us all Jannat al-Firdaus without any reckoning, in the companionship of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam and his noble companions. Wa akhiru da'wana alhamdulillah.